Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 114 of True Decides.
Yeah, we can make that work. What's going on, everyone, and welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the quarantine at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Ew.
And Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Hello there. Hello there.
And are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Bars.
Here we go. His initials may not stand for Jordan rules, but his photos be hitting hard. He's one of the biggest jokers we know, and I'm not talking playing cards. See him walking down the street, don't wonder if his kicks are authentic. They are. Homie from time, and back for a second round. Say what up to JR.
Hey. Well done.
Thank you. Oh, wow. A round of applause. That's the first time. Kind of you. JR, thank you for being here. It's been actually not too long. What was it? A couple months ago you were on the podcast last time. So,
yeah, I think it was December, January.
Oh, wow. A lot of our previous guests had to wait 90 episodes to come back. So I'm glad that you made it back before that threshold.
Wow,
yeah.
That's a backlog then.
You're lucky. Somehow you managed to jump up in the queue quite quite big.
Nailed it.
Good for you. Proud of you. Yeah, thank you for being here. We've got a fun show this week. We're light on news, so we're bringing back our sneaker story segment, but it's got a new name once again. We're also going to introduce another new game, and we're going to give JR 25 seconds right now to name five colorways of the Jordan 14. Go.
Oh my goodness. The UNC colorway that's a 14 low. We're going to go with the Last Shots.
Yep.
We're going to go with the Candy Canes.
Yep.
We're going to go with the
10 seconds.
Come on, bro. I had time. I can't right now. I'm on the spot. Jeez.
Got him.
I nailed the intro and I fucked up the speed run.
We would have accepted there's a Thunder 4 or 14. Black and yellow. There's a Laney 14 low, I believe.
Yes, there is.
The countdown pack version of the 14. There's the white and black version of the 14. So just a couple that you could have used.
Just a couple.
But I've also had several hours to think about it, so.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Good try. You failed, but good try anyways.
Appreciate it.
And we're going to close out the show talking about Jordans, obviously, because JR is here. And specifically, how the Last Dance may have shifted the sneaker market back to the chunky, bulky Jordan brand sneakers. But first, Joel.
Whoosh. Fire round.
We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners, and this week's question comes from Sneaker Life Husband, good friend of the show.
So keeping with the
Jordan content and the Last Dance content, I think he may have sent this one as he was watching the Last Dance last night, because I believe we got the message last night, and it's very topical to last night's episode. But he says, do you think if Jordan did sign with Adidas, would his sneakers be as popular as they are today? And I think we may have covered this before. But it's an interesting topic to talk about. So we'll let Joel go first. What do you think, Joel?
I think so.
Yeah.
But I think it would probably be at the same level as it is now.
Really?
Like if he did like sign. Yeah, because like it's what he does in the shoe, right?
It doesn't
matter like if he had flip flops would like sell out.
That's a fact. He actually mentioned last night, I think, in the episode when there was part of an interview. He said, "No one's caring about these endorsements if I put up 2 points a game." So you've got a point there. I definitely see that. Alvin, what do you think?
I don't think he would have had as many silhouettes, and I don't know if he would have stayed with Adidas. Just because, like we saw in like the episode, it was like Adidas wanted him as a fucking signature player, but they just didn't have the capacity to fucking do a ball shoe for him kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or they would have probably given him like a fucking what was that, superstar?
Yep.
Pro model.
Pro model. Yeah. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they would probably give him like
a red pro model with white stripes, and that would have been the band shoe because it was all red.
The band. You know what I mean? Pro model.
It definitely would have not been the same. I feel like because he was still in his rookie year, like he wouldn't have gotten the love that he did. Or given the freedom, like, or like, you know how, like, he's like, yo, I want a fucking better shoe and shit. Like,
yeah.
You're not going to get that from anywhere
shoe.
Else.
He wanted his own
shoe. Wanted his own shoe. Like, that's a, we'll let JR go last, because I know he's got probably an essay full of arguments for this.
No.
But,
I personally don't think it would have been the same, like, at all, by any means. Because they didn't want to give him his own shoe. And it's just like, I saw something recently on Twitter today, and it was like, if you would have went to Converse, they showed that Converse ad where they had, like, Larry and Magic and all these other players in the background. Mm. It's like if you would have signed a Converse, he would have just been another one of those players.
Oh, he would have been buried, bro. Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, he just would have mingled amongst them, and like he didn't have his own brand. He wouldn't have had his own shoe. Like, things would have been so different if he signed with any other brand, I think.
Yeah, I definitely agree with the latter two answers for sure. As much as Joel, like what Joel said, is very important. Like, I think that the Adidas Jordan, which even just sounds weird to say, the Adidas Jordan line would have still been iconic, just like the Converse weapon is still iconic, but it's not iconic in the same way. And as they mentioned also in the documentary, Nike was giving him not just a signature sneaker, but they were giving him a new signature sneaker that was vastly different every year.
And it was his brand, yo.
Like, and it was his own Jordan brand, like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I think like the main thing that a lot of people are sleeping on, which has nothing to do with Mike as much as he's like the best ever, Nike is the best marketing company in the world, or one of the best marketing companies in the world. It was kind of the perfect storm where they had the opportunity for this young up and coming player to give him a shot, and then he ended up performing way past any expectations that it could have ever been given to him. And then they were able to market the hell out of him with all the talents they have in that department. I think Nike really struck gold, honestly, and who knows what happens. That's a good question though, from AA Ron. And he actually sent a follow-up question, which is this is another wormhole that we could do a whole episode on that we just might. He says, as a follow-up, would Tinker Hatfield be as revered as he is now if he didn't have the opportunity to make shoes for MJ?
Not for basketball.
Not at all.
Up until that point.
Maybe for running, for sure.
Yeah,
maybe
up until running, that point, it was mostly trainers and runners. Yeah.
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 He was like the king of the Air Max line. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. For sure, Air Max is for sure running, but not basketball. Hell fucking no.
Not basketball, no.
So you think that his...
And I'll just think...
Go ahead.
I'm just thinking about all the iconic. Just think about all the iconic sneakers that Tinker did. Like, take that away.
Yeah,
from Nike.
Take that away from Tinker, and then be like, okay, we have an Air Max 1, we have an Air Max 90.
Yeah, the catalog definitely shrinks down for sure. Yeah,
and all that energy and all that history, like, right?
Yeah. So. Like we said, it was the perfect storm for a lot of different reasons, and Tinker was another reason that it was a perfect storm. Like, I think that he's still one of the best of all time, regardless of whether Mike is there or not, but like...
Hell yeah.
It's a whole different ball game. The fact that he was able to design some of the most iconic basketball shoes, not even just Nike shoes, not even just Michael Jordan shoes, the most iconic basketball shoes of all time. I think we can all agree that he would not be the same if not for Mike. He definitely owes Mike a bottle of wine every Christmas for sure.
Also, just a quick one. Shout out to Michael Jordan's mom for making him go to that meeting with Nike.
Dad for telling him that it'd be stupid not to take that deal, bro.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Could you imagine? Oh, man.
And I could be mistaken while we get onto the side note, but that also happened again with the Jordan 3, if I'm not mistaken. Like, that's when he thought he was about to leave. And then there was another meeting that he didn't want to attend. And then that's when the Jordan 3 was introduced. And he's like, ah, fuck, I'm staying. And then I think that's when he was like, all right, I'm a lifer at that point.
Yeah.
And that's Tinker. There you go.
I mean, yo, give me the Jordan 3. I'm a lifer too, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah. I think we would all feel the same about that. I have another mini fire round question. This is the fire round has been expanded like crazy over the past couple weeks. But like the Last Dance has been making me feel like super nostalgic. And I think all of us had much larger Jordan collections than we do right now. Based on where we worked or just style trend changes or whatever. Like I know personally my Jordan collection of sneakers has been condensed like maybe tenfold. Like at one point, I'm sure I had 60, 70, 80 pairs of Jordans, and now it's down to, okay, maybe not tenfold. I want to know, looking back, what's one like older original colorway of Jordans that you really wish you had right now that you don't have? Alvin.
The 13, bro.
That's not a color, but okay.
The 13 playoff.
Playoff 13.
Playoff 13 or the 13 in general, just like,
yeah,
made me. I love that shoe just because of sentimental value, but like, I also just loved it because I got to watch MJ play in them. And yeah, it's just like, I missed it, bro. Like, seeing, especially with this, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Seeing the Cherry 13s show up last night, you feel it a little bit. Like, that was one of the stars of the show last night. Joel, what's one original or older Jordan colorway that you wish you had or still had or want to get?
The one I've always wanted and I've passed up on it a couple times is the Cool Gray 4s.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
I've always wanted those. I think it's just because of the whole, you know, the black outsole and like the gray upper and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I think it just, I don't know, man. It's like, even when they did retro it, I don't even know when they re-retroed.
Last year.
Was it a couple of years
last
ago,
year,
right?
Or 2019.
It was just hard to like pass up on, and obviously I passed up on it, but it's like, man, I wish I could have copped it. It's like one of those. So but yeah, Cool Gray 4s for me.
Yeah. So last week I mentioned the Last Shots, and that used to be like one of my big shoes. Like I had three different years of it, and I just got rid of all of them because I didn't find myself wearing them, because it is harder to wear. But something that I've always wanted, and I got a different iteration of, but it just didn't hit the same, is the specifically the Olympic 7, but the For the Love of the Game Olympic 7. I had the whatever year it came out, like 2012 or something, or 2013, the iteration after it without the heart basketball logo on the heel. But the quality was a little bit different. Like, I know the aglets weren't metal, they were plastic, but just like that little golden heart on the heel. I've always wanted the For the Love of the Game Olympic 7s. Number 9 is my number, so it was just a big coincidence that that's on the back of the shoe, because that's what, like, it's just a whole lot of things. And like 1992 is the year I was born. Like, there's a lot of things that went into it that was just like really cool for me. So if anyone out there has a pair of For the Love of the Game Olympic 7s for me, let me know. For very cheap only, though.
Like a 50 purchase.
Like a 50 purchase, yeah. JR, what's one that you wish you had back, whatever?
Only because I've recently offloaded like a majority of everything. I'm just going to go with Black Cement 3s. Oh. I don't have them anymore.
Oh my god.
Guys, you'd be. I don't have white cement threes, black cement threes. I have nothing. I have no off whites. I have.
Oh my god.
I have nothing.
That's okay. You don't need off whites. You're
good. I don't have my JTHs anymore. I don't have.
Holy smokes,
bro! I got. You offloaded, seriously,
yeah. Alvin. Next time you want to invite this guy on the pod, you got to run it by us first. I think we have to have a minimum quota of black cement threes on the podcast for our guests. Sorry, we'll let
I don't own them anymore.
We'll take
You'll get them back, bro. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we'll take that. Everyone's going to go on a huge Jordan binge very soon. I can feel it.
I'm making a purchase next week, I'm pretty sure.
Nice. So, yeah. All right. And that was a very long fire round, but if you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up, the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase,
super cute.
Fantastic. And I guess I'll go first. So my pick this week is by a player that I'm not a huge fan of, but the shoe itself I'm a big fan of, and I think I found a separate meaning, if you will. that makes me like them even more. So my pick is the LeBron 7 Lakers. This is one of the first, if not the first, retro LeBron coming in LeBron's new colors, if you will, the purple and gold. But they're sort of a what the. So the left foot is the gold with the purple laces, and then the right foot is purple with the gold laces. So they're like a mismatched look. And I've always been a fan of the LeBron 7. That was the shoe that I wore to prom. It looked like shit, but it just always has that like special place in my heart. And the cool thing I think I've decided is about these is that if you guys remember, this is really obscure, but the Kobe 7 came in a mismatched, same thing. One foot was yellow, like gold. One foot was purple. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's a coincidence that the Kobe 7 came like that and now the LeBron 7 is coming like that. But I think that's too coincidental to not be true.
So definitely, that's definitely a good take on
I think that was on purpose, and I would like all the credit for being the one to decipher that little code.
Well done.
Thank you very much. So these are coming March 16th, so in a couple weeks, for the low price of about $260 Canadian. They will likely be, maybe we'll say like a Foot Locker House of Hoop situation. I'm going to call them just a cute. I don't think I would scoop a LeBron 7 right now. But yeah, definitely a big fan of the shoe overall. Joel.
Was it May 16th or March 16th?
May 16th. Did I say March?
May.
May 16th. What day? Yeah. What month is it? Yeah, it's May. Okay. Don't confuse me. Don't confuse me. Quarantine has me all messed up, so I don't know what's going on.
Oh, it sure does. Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
All right, Joel, what's your pick?
All right, so my pick is the Air Max 90 Home and Away Pack. It's like a jewel Air Max 90. There's two pairs that are coming out. It's a blue and a white with the blue jewel, and a orange and a black with a orange jewel as well. I haven't really found any details on why they went this colorway, and on why there's like a compass on the tongue tag. But yeah, there's no details yet, but it's just there's a lot of pictures surfacing about around right now. So, but yeah, there's no release date yet, 2020. So it's probably going to be like a spring summer drop. Mm-hmm. My take on them is they're just cute for me. There's a lot of dark colors on the heel.
Yeah.
And it just contrasts with like the front, like by the forefoot, it's like all white. You know, the mud guard on the blue one specifically, it's like a dark blue by the heel, and going towards like the toe, it's just the white and I don't know. It just doesn't really flow with me.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, take a look. They're all over with like sneaker news and stuff like that. But yeah, they're just cute. Right now. They're just cute for me, man.
Do you like the jewel swoosh on the Air Max 90, Joel?
I like the jewel swoosh, like in particular, whether it's like on a Air Max 90 or Air Max 1, Air Force 1. Just the jewel swoosh alone, but I don't know. I think just the colors that they went with this, like the gum sole is dope, but the color maybe blocking the leather, bro. That they did. Yeah, I don't. The leather's plush.
It's throwing me off that the toe box is leather, though.
But like, yeah, it's gonna crease like stupid, like, and on a 90 creases don't look that great, like.
Yeah, and it's just I don't know, man. Like the color blocking alone is just
the color blocking is not the best. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there any other 90s with a jewel swoosh? Not that I've never. I don't think I can think of one.
I don't think so, though.
I don't think so.
I know there's a couple big Air Max, like a
whole bunch of ones.
Air Max heads who follow us who can let us know for sure. But I can't think of an Air Max 90 with a jewel swoosh on it. I'm not sure how I feel about it on this silhouette, but I think you're right. It could just be the color blocking because it's not the best. But the colors are nice. It's just the blocking is kind of off for sure.
Yeah, it's just the way that they went about with the color blocking. Exactly. Yeah,
agreed. Alvin, you can go next. What's your pick?
My pick are the Adidas ZX 8000, but it's a colorway that they made for the Olympics that were supposed to happen
RIP
this year that are not happening, but they're still releasing the shoe because you know what? Why the fuck not?
Agreed. Memory shoe.
So it's a
just do right. it. Just do it, bro.
Yo, yeah, they should just call it the COVID DX8000.
There you go.
But it's a predominantly white shoe. Mudguard toe box is leather. It's got that mesh. The stripes are orange with like just a hint of black. The coolest part on the shoe, in my opinion, is the tongue as it sports like the Olympic flame, but it's a trefoil as opposed to a flame.
So good.
And it's got hints of gold on it too, which is pretty dope. The shoe itself is cool, man. I love the ZX8000. It's just for these, I think it's too white for me. Like I can't. Mm.
I hear that a lot.
Like especially with a white mesh, I can't do it. So these are like a super cute, but like you know, dope summer shoe for sure. No release date, and it's coming in at a whopping 180 US.
Damn.
Which is fairly high considering it's like 160 Canadian for the other colorways. But yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a super cute shoe, man. I just can't do the all white. So
honestly, I would consider buying this shoe just for that tongue tag logo because that's really well done. The Olympic torch turned into the trefoil logo is like, that's really well done. Yeah, that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
These aren't bad at all. All right, JR, what you got?
Just before I get into mine, we're talking about Jewel Swooshes because I enjoy Jewel Swooshes as well.
Okay. Are you going to be a walking swoosh, right now?
yeah. Just nice. Because I had the laptop out. Last year, I guess there was a collaboration Nike did with a store or shop called The Basement. They did a winterized Air Max 90 and they had a lime green Jewel
Black swoosh. And lime green. Oh, yeah, cool, that's right.
Cool.
Yeah.
I do remember
that. Pretty sick, actually.
And they look good, yo. Those look good.
Yeah, brown mud guard. Like, yeah, it's dope.
Thank you to the PR department for checking that for us.
Yeah.
my pick is going to be the upcoming, I guess, metallic green Air Jordan 4, pine green, whatever you want to call it, the all white with the green, the eyelets, the nets there, and then the wings, and obviously on the wing. But all white through and through, and then a green accent on the tongue and a green Jumpman on the tongue as well. Just dope summer sneaker. It comes in a pack. There's a red, purple, and an orange. They're all metallic, all with the same accents on the eyelets and the tongue. All white, again, I'm with you on that, Alvin. Again, I don't do a whole bunch of all white sneakers, and I don't usually rock them, but these remind me of like the 04s, and I remember seeing those and always wanting those, and that just reminds me of those. So that's why these are my pick. They're supposed to drop. It says the 20th on Sneaker News, but they've been jumping around just because of a pandemic, obviously.
True story.
Yeah.
Are these your favorite from the set of four? The red, the orange, the purple, and the green metallic fours?
Yeah. I'd go green, red, purple, and an orange.
Really red? Oh wow! I just like Jordans that don't come in typical Jordan colorways. So I definitely like the green. The purple is cool too. I really like the purple. Actually, I like them all. I'm not even.
Lawrence is about to come. Yeah, pack, shit. Bro.
No, because the thing is, like they're like he mentioned, they're very similar to the. I think back then they were called the Chrome Jordan 4 because they had the green, but they also had some chrome on them. And I had / have them. That shoe I got customized by a good friend of the show, Dom's Restorations. That's what turned into my Volt Jordan 4s that I have. They were painted completely Volt. But yeah, I really like that shoe. Good pick. Good picks all around. Next up, so we don't have anything for this week in kicks. We'll save it all for Thursday, so hopefully we can get a couple new news stories. But we have our segment that has a new name. And it was sent in by, I really can't remember who it was, and I apologize because it was a listener, and it was a good one. But the name has now been temporarily changed to, until someone else suggests another one, Chicken Soup Chicken Soup for the Soul, S-O-L-E.
Hey,
not bad at all.
I like it.
So if anyone remembers, Chicken Soup for the blah, 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 Soul was like a, I don't even know if they still make them, but it was like a Reader's Digest almost. Like they did. It was like a for dummies, but it was this with like inspirational stories and just like good times. I remember those books, those series. So we'll do that. And then if it changes, it changes. And essentially this segment is just for some fun stories about pickups or sentimental pairs, because we all have those kinds of pairs in our collections. And it's just fun to share. So this week we'll start with Alvin. You can go first.
So you're always first for our picks, and I'm always first for our stories. Oh yeah.
Chicken soup for the soul.
So I'm gonna go with my very, very, very first two New Balance purchases. Just because the individual who sold them to me is just the greatest individual ever.
Is it me?
It was, huh?
Not me.
It was, no, it wasn't you, unfortunately. But you are an astonishing individual.
It's not the greatest.
These pops are from our boy Timbo Prasad, nice. AKA NBA Tim.
Nice.
So I believe we were still both working at Square One Foot Locker. He was at that time still in school, so he needed money to, you know, student life, right?
Student life.
And yo, Tim's been into New Balance way before I was into New Balance, and he's just on next level swag forever since I've known him. So he had the Concept Seal 999s, and he also had the fucking Kith X Ronnie X New Balance the 1300, the salmon soles.
Oh, that's where you
and I've always wanted those.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, always wanted those. And then Timbo, being Timbo, just always hooks people up. Like, anyone who's done business with him, he resells, but he doesn't resell, if that makes any sense.
I can confirm. That is a fact.
Yeah. Like, his prices are stupid cheap for like, the stupidest reason. And, like, I appreciate him for that. And he was my gateway drug into the New Balance, man.
Into New Balance.
So shout out to Timbo for getting me into the New Balance, for sure.
Popped your New Balance cherry, if you will.
Yep.
Nice. Love it.
No protection.
No. Gave
birth to a ton of other New Balances, that's for sure.
I'm dead.
All right. I'll go next. And this one's kind of interesting because it's like a two-parter almost. So way back, I don't even know what year this was, maybe like 2014, we'll say. So like maybe later than that, 2015-ish. This is just after a new store in Toronto opened called Contraband. I think they're open again now, but for a while they closed down, I want to say. And they were like the original Tier Zero account in Toronto. And that's when Tier Zero wasn't even like a thing. It was like when they were just testing out like this new high tier system where like the super cool boutiques would get all the super limited pairs. And they did a release. They were the only store in Canada to do a release for the Moon Landing Air Max 90 with the lunar outsole. Super hype release. I didn't really care to go line up at a store I'd never heard of and support a store I'd never heard of, which I think is fair. So never thought anything of it. Fast forward a year or two, and we get a message from a good friend, Mr. Spooner. And he says, yo, the moon landings just showed up at the outlet. Does anybody need them? Does anybody need them?
Right.
And I was like, moon land? Do you mean like a lunar Air Max 90? Like, are you mistaken? Like, I literally was like, are you just mistaken?
Yeah. Too,
I was like, I don't want to see a lunar Air Max 1 at my doorstep if I say yes, I want them.
Like, no, mom, this isn't the right.
Yeah, shoe, this is a flying it lunar. Like, I was like, are you sure? And he sent a picture, and I was like, holy fuck, like, that's the shoe that came out like 2 years ago. And they're like, all of a sudden at an outlet store.
Yeah.
So he was able to secure pairs for, I think, all of us, which was very generous. I don't know if we're supposed to say that or not. But fast forward, we'll say like 2 weeks. This is where the story gets cool for me. So fast forward 2 weeks, and I'm working at Cebu Play and Vaughn, the vault. And I get a message from somebody who used to work at the Nike at Vaughn Mills. And he says, yo, Vaughn Mills just got the lunar as well, like the moon landings. And I was at work, and I was like, shit, I'm at work. And I was like a part-time sales associate, like literally no pull, can't just leave a store or anything. I walk up to the manager, and I'm like, Vaughn Mills Nike just got this shoe. If I go and I get you a pair, can I go and get myself a pair? And he's like, yeah sure. So I literally whip up there, And I go to, and he's like, the guy who texts me is like, okay, find this guy and he'll give you whatever pairs you need kind of thing. And he was like, okay, what sizes do you need? And then I was like, I need a 9 because I'm a 9. And then I also need an 11 because that's what size my manager was. And I think I said another size for, Adam, actually. I think Sneaker Closet is the person 11. That I think, yeah, I think I said 2 11s. And he's like, is that on top of the whatever, like the 8 and the 8.5? And I was like, yeah, sure. I think, yeah. Give me those two. And I guess like the guy who texted me also said like he's going to pick up my pairs. So I get up to the cash. I'm holding 5 pairs of Lunar Air Max 90s. It comes up to like $520 or something ridiculous. That's like how much one pair cost at the time.
Yeah.
And I ended up giving my boss a pair for retail and giving Sneaker Closet a pair for, I think I sold it to him for retail. If I didn't, he's going to shoot me now because I just said I did and he's listening. yeah, man, retail was $250. Just send me $250. But that's just stuff that doesn't happen anymore. And last week when we talked to Anthony, Line and a Pickaxe about outlet pickups, that's stuff that just doesn't happen anymore. And if you don't know somebody, even if it does happen, you don't see it. So, I mean, something like that, which is one of the all-time greatest Air Max 90s coming down now, like a couple years later, was very cool to be able to be a part of. And that shoe was just crazy. Love that shoe.
Yeah.
All right, Joel, what do you got?
I have, I don't know, maybe the story about the band ones.
That's a good story.
I probably told it before, but I'll say it again.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway, so what happened was I was on my last leg of the trip in New York, and we were stopping by one of the outlets just before we left because I was like third wheeling with Mayor's cousin while we were down there. They took me down to New York, showed me around, and the cousin that we were staying with, like his cousin, like on his side, he worked over at the Nike at Woodbury Commons down there. So he was like, yo, are you guys leaving today? And we're like, yeah, we're leaving like, you know, around noon. And he's like, yo, if you can get me a pair of the bad ones, they're at my store. I'll give you the money. Just got to go line up for me because I can't get them myself. So we're like, yeah, we're about it, right? Because we're like, shit, they're dropping here.
Right.
So then, I know. So then we went to go line up and we were in line. And this is like pretty much the first camp out I've ever done, like back in 2011. And to experience it like down in the States, like it was like, holy shit, like this is pretty crazy, right? You know, you hear stories about it and whatnot, right? And you just get this vibe of what you're expecting. And especially like, you know, like in a suburb, like out of New York City, it's like, shit, like what's about to go down? So we're contemplating like, yo, what time should we leave? You know, what time should we go? Because he told us this like the night before we left. So then we're like, okay, let's bounce like at 5 and then we'll head down there. And then, you know, we'll just grab this pair and then just drop it off. And then, you know, be on our way. We'll drive down because we drove down there, right? So we left around 5, got there. We noticed that there was a couple cars, like, in the parking lot close to where Nike was. So we're like, shit, man, people are lining up. So let's go line up. So we went to go line up, and there was probably, like, 40 people deep at that time.
Damn.
And it was just a common, like, quiet, you know, people, like, just, like, you know, nodding you up, like, yo, what's up, like, kind of thing. And we're just in line. So we're just in line there. And, you know, the hours went by, and then, you know, the people start, you know, trickling in, like some of the shoppers, like tourist shoppers. So we get this one family of like Chinese people. They came up to us, and my wife's cousin, Justin, he spoke fluent like in Chinese. So she was like talking to us. I guess she just didn't know what was going on. Like, you know, what are you guys lining up for? You guys lining up for like Louis Vuitton? And then, like he spoke back to her like in I don't know if it's Mandarin or whatnot, but he spoke back to her in Chinese, and then she was like, okay, look, can you get me a pair too? So we were like, okay, like, you know. So we ended up getting her a pair as well. We agreed on getting her a pair.
This guy didn't even get me a pair. He got some random Asian lady a pair.
Yeah, for real, man. So anyways, we start, you know, the doors opened up, so we're like walking in and whatnot, and then we're like noticing people like coming back, like back in line, because they would just, like if you were walking there with like a sweater, you'd walk back to the car, take your sweater off, and then, you know, come back in line.
Those were the days.
You know, people were just doing that. Those were the days, man. Like the security guard didn't know. So what happened was, you know, people were coming in and out, and then I guess he caught on. He's like, yo, what are you doing? You guys been in line already? And then we're like, oh, shit. Like, we're coming up to the line, like up to the doors. So then we were like, kind of like, yo, how are we going to get a pair for Jules and whatnot, and especially this lady? So then we were like, okay, I'll get Jules a pair. And then, you know, we just start talking, right? So then what we got inside, and all you see, like behind the counter, is just the big red X's, like on the boxes. Mm. And these were like stacked like to the ceiling. I don't know how many pairs in total they got, but it was a lot of pairs, man.
So
it
sick.
It was a lot of pairs.
Goddamn.
So then we ended up getting the pair, but it was also like discounted as well, because it was like an outlet drop.
B grade.
And B grades, yeah, they were considered B grades. Mm-hmm. So then we ended up walking up there with the four pairs. The lady who was, you know, thought we were lining up for Louis Vuitton, she got her pair. And what that so everybody was like all good, man. It was just a trip, man.
Joel,
a trip.
Like I told you last week, I want you to know now that you walking out with four pairs of that shoe, you basically walked out with a whip in this day and age.
This day and age now, it's like shit.
That
man.
Shoe deck stock is like five racks now, man. Like
for real.
That's literally crazy, a whip, man. In your hands, and you gave it to some Asian lady.
Yeah, we thought they were Louis Vuittons.
So. Who had no idea. And now she probably gave them away to whoever, too.
Four Louis Vuittons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, JR, I'm sure you have a ton of stories, but give us your best one.
My best one.
Or so second best is okay, too, if you have that.
The second best, okay? It's 2006 Air Jordan 4 Fire Red with Mars on the heel.
Mm. Oh yeah.
That would have been my actual, like, the first time that, no, actually that's the second time that I actually spent money on a Jordan. The first ones I bought were 2001 Royals that I bought on eBay.
Nice.
And that I chose to play basketball, and it was a terrible, terrible idea, obviously.
Oh.
That for that season. So I understood what Mike meant when he said that his feet were cold after playing in those, for sure. But no, the 06 four, the Fire Red fours with Mars in the heel. Had them special ordered. My manager at Foot Locker at the time in Owen Sound, Ontario, had to call somebody here to make sure that they could secure me a pair, get them sent up there, buy them. And I sat on them for the entire summer, basically. I think they dropped like maybe start of the summer, midsummer.
Uh-huh.
And I sat on them because I moved to London that September, and I wore them basically every day until they literally fell apart.
Yeah.
They went through like five or six seasons, and like they were just like done. And I miss those, and they're very rare to see. You never see those ever, ever. And mm-hmm. I would love to have those back in my collection someday, just because it definitely reminds me of a specific time and place, obviously.
That seems a shoe. We might have to write it on the board that would be on the list for a retro, I would think.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe they throw like a Nike Air on the heel or something just to change it up a little bit, but I would definitely see that being a shoe that's on the docket. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's coming back. I'll say it. All right.
Yeah.
Next up, previously in Kicks. This is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. And I'm sorry, Alvin, but you're going to go last because I know you have the biggest week. So I don't want to make anyone else feel bad for going after you.
Come on, bro.
Joel, any pickups for you in the last couple days?
I was able to hit on the Fire Red Fives.
Oh, nice.
Yay. Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
From Foot Locker. From the Foot Locker.
Oh, nice.
So retro, shout out to Retro 23C. He hit me up because we're like the same retro size. So we're like hitting each other back and forth like that day. Like, yo, when's it dropping? When's it dropping? But yeah, he hit me up and he gave me like a direct link to Foot Locker, and it had like a timer going. So I was like, oh shit, I better like, you know, hit this up. So I was able to scoop my size. I'm just waiting for them to send me the shipping.
Yeah, apparently Foot Locker's been struggling a little bit with their online department during the pandemic, but that's a good pickup. I honestly like them. I just wish they had the 23 on them.
Yeah.
They were my first
Jordans.
Oh yeah. So that's
why I gotta get them because they're my first Jordans ever, like back in the day. So
damn,
it was a must for me. Yeah, man.
Yeah, they look good, yo.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, JR. Any pickups in the last couple weeks, months, years, whatever?
No, nothing recently. But I do have something that's upcoming that I'm currently working at a deal on next week.
Are you gonna give
I'll
us
say a what it is
a preview, or do we have to
I'll
wait till next
say
week?
What it is? I'll say no. I'll say what it is. I'm working on a deal on a dead stock 2011 infrared pack.
Ooh. The sixes?
Infrared six pack. Yeah.
That's a very cool pack. The bags that they came in were super
cool.
Yeah.
That whole pack was crazy.
Yeah, that was a really cool pack. And that was just after they came out with the varsity pack, or not the pack, but the varsity red and the white and black pair. Yep. And people were like, but people were like, they're red, they're not infrared. So then when the infrared pack came out, everyone's like, oh my god, I need the infrared. Yeah, exactly. All right, before Alvin shuts the whole place down, I think it was last week, Tuesday, I alluded that I picked something up and I wasn't ready to divulge it until it shipped. And it literally took like, it just shipped maybe an hour before we started recording. It took over a week to ship, and I actually I hit on the Supreme COVID-19 Mirakami box logo.
Nice. It finally went through.
And it finally shipped. Yeah, I was stressed. Nice. Like, I know that Supreme is notorious for canceling orders. I've mentioned on here that the only online release that I'm good at is Supreme, and I lived up to the expectation. So yeah, that's shipping as of today. So as long as the UPS man doesn't recognize the bag and the location it's coming from, I should be good to go. But yeah, I'm really excited for that.
That's dope.
Okay, but now here I have a question for you before we move on. Is it a drip flip or a skip?
That is a whatever keep is. Oh. Drip.
It's a drip, bro.
On True to Size, we do scoop, poop, whoopity whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase.
It's super cute.
For me, it was a whoop de whoop. Like, I'm a big fan of the whole relief thing that they've done. They've done it in the past for other natural disasters and such. And I mean, like, the Mirakami print is becoming iconic very quickly.
Yeah, man.
So the fact that they made one of the best BOGO designs ever, a relief tee, and apparently stock was quite healthy. Mad respect for that. So yeah, I'm keeping that forever, and I will be wearing it this summer, absolutely. Put it on the board. Let's go.
Get it.
Yeah. All right, Alvin.
At least you know one thing's coming true.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I'll make it come true.
Yeah.
So it was a busy weekend, I would say. So early last week, I was just, I don't know, I guess I couldn't sleep, and I was just Instagram scrolling. And then I passed, so I follow one of the resellers that we have locally, Undrafted.
Oh, yeah.
I follow that, him or them or whatever. And he posted a wad of sneakers. And one of the sneakers in that wad of sneakers was the Raptors 997 championship fucking shoe.
Nice.
So I was like, man, that's the only New Balance in there. And I was like, And I saw the price. It was like $530. I'm like, no way.
Oh my god.
Can't. But then I remembered he's always posting like, oh yo, we're always buying, we're always looking, like hit us up. So I was like, I threw up a Hail Mary and I was like, yo, listen, I got a Bread Toe dead stock and I got the fucking Fear Chicago to UNC.
Oh yeah. Pack. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, okay, dope. Like, what's going on? I'm like, yo, I want the 997 Raptors. He's like, okay, cool. How much do you want for the, like? He's like, I'll trade you the Raptors for the Bread Toes. I'm like, done.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well,
I don't give a fuck. Because, like, yo, I was looking at resale prices, and, like, to be honest with you, if I wanted to resell the Breads, it would have taken forever to get that price or whatever it was.
What size
I don't have
bread
patience
toes?
For that. 11.
Your size.
Our size, bro. Come on.
Come on, dog. Holler at you. I'm trying to get my collection back started, man. Holler at your boy.
JR would have bought it for 530 on the dot.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yo, I got you. The next one's
The next bread toe.
Yeah, and then he was like, "Yo, for the how much you want for the whatever Chicago to or UNC to Chicago is like 280." He's like, "Done." I'm like, "Oh shit, cool." So I secured that pair, and then like late last week, John, our good friend John Ratner, aka Heads Ain't Ready, went on like a fucking selling binge.
I'm so mad. I'm gonna
selling a bunch of these New Balances, A6, like good quality shit.
Yeah, man.
And I seen this guy post the Daytonas.
Woo!
And I was like, yo, I'm getting 280.
Yeah.
I hope it's less than 280.
Yeah.
John's a freak. He probably sold it to you for 80.
Yeah.
No.
She probably just gave it to him.
Yeah.
It was crazy dirt cheap though. Crazy dirt cheap. Definitely cheaper than whatever people think it is.
Yeah.
So I met up with both of them on Saturday. Ended up driving to like where I work, so like 401 and Young area.
Mm-hmm.
Got to the gas station. John came after. I was like, "Yo, John, like, thanks for the shoes." He's like, "Cool." He even stayed to make sure I didn't get jumped. So shout out to John Ratner, aka Heads Ain't Ready.
Yeah,
The undrafted homies are like mad cool guys, good customer service. Like I suggest anyone do business with them because it was a great experience. And I have two dope pairs of shoes. So thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, just randomly like Sunday night, all of a sudden Alvin's like, "Hey, look what I got." And we're like,
Where'd that come from?
Damn, so we all had something to report. That's very nice. That makes my heart happy. Even though JR's is post-date a little bit, we'll take it. Next up, EEE, errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM, and we'll let the world know that we goofed. Just one thing to report this week, and not really a mistake, just a clarification. And a couple people actually sent in this message to us. Last week we were talking about StockX and them raffling off a pair of the Carhartt M&M Air Jordan 4. And I was kind of wondering out loud, because they've done so many things with M&M, and I've kind of started to notice they do a lot of stuff with M&M. I was like, is M&M an investor or something in StockX? Mm-hmm. And he, in fact, is an investor in StockX. So I guess the Detroit connection was strong there. And I did a little bit of research, and actually so is Mark Wahlberg, Wale, Don C, DJ Steve Aoki, and Scooter Braun. Quite a big investor class. Yeah.
That's why it's valued at $1 billion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like there's a ton of big name investors in StockX. That's why it's taken off like crazy in the previous years, I guess. But yeah, thank you to everybody who hit us up with that message. That was very cool to learn about. Next up, thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. And related to The Last Dance, mostly related to last night, sort of sneaker related, sort of not. Thumbs up, thumbs down on Isaiah Thomas. Alvin. Alvin's in an existential crisis right now.
He's swaying hard over there, man.
Alvin looks like he might pass out.
Yeah.
Yo, it's tough, man. But because of...
No, you can't explain. 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 No, no one listened to what he's saying. Thumbs up or thumbs down? What? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Down.
Thumbs down to Isaiah Thomas.
Down.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Joel, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Man, thumbs down.
Oof. I'm gonna give him a thumbs up. JR, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up, man. Even the goat said it himself.
No, you can't. You can't. You can't. You can't say
thumbs up.
You can't say nothing except for thumbs up or Thumbs down. This one hurt. We might have to, after the episode, talk about it a little bit because it's going to eat me up a little bit. Next up, NSR, not sneaker related. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And I can't remember if we've done this before, but I need to talk about food more and more every single week because we're trapped and we can't go to the mall, we can't go to restaurants, the same.
Yeah.
So I need to know, what is the best kind of Asian food?
Cool.
Quite Filipino, my dude.
We're going to say aside from Filipino.
Okay.
Because that's the obvious answer. That's the obvious answer at number one. It's like saying, who's the best basketball player of all time? You have to wait after Michael Jordan. We're talking about after Michael Jordan. Who else? It's a given. It's a given. Alvin, what's the best Asian food?
Fuck, man. Again, I'm going to go Japanese, man.
Japanese, you want some sushi.
Because that sushi, that izakaya, like tapas food is crazy, dog. That chicken karage, cheese.
My stomach is starting to rumble. I don't know if you guys can hear it in the microphone or not. Joel, best kind of Asian food.
Oh, man, I was going to say Japanese. I was going to say Viet.
Vietnamese, bro. We can double up on answers. That's okay. Those are both great answers, and I gotta agree with Joel there. I gotta do Vietnamese. I need some pho right now so bad.
Yeah.
Man, what I wouldn't do for an extra large bowl of soup right now, man. JR, bring it home.
I was gonna say Viet as well. Yeah, 100%, man. What's you on that?
My stomach is literally starting to rumble from talking about this.
Yeah, I need some chicken karachi right now.
Man, what I wouldn't give her some sushi. Ugh, man. Sorry to everybody as we start to fiend over some Asian food. Next up, just one quick thing to promote before we get into our main discussion of the week. And it's about our little project that we're working on with Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, MLSC, and their new culture page Instagram account that they're trying to start called Serving Syrup, which is a very cool name. So every week they requested that we send in a video, just a quick little review of what we thought of the Last Dance episodes on Sunday night. And they're compiling those with other people in the community, and they're posting them on their stories the day after, so the Monday. So today they posted mine, check out Alvin's next week, and check out Joel's the week after that, and check out JR on Instagram Live after every single episode of The Last Dance.
Hey, let's go.
You know it.
All right, next up. So a quick little game, just because I was thinking of some fun little things, and I don't really have a cool name for it, so we're just going to call it Fortune Teller. And I thought of something very ridiculous. So I had to think of something equally ridiculous. We have to say which is more likely to happen. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm
on. Yes.
So first, what is more likely? Space Jam 2 with LeBron James will be better than the original Space Jam. Or, everyone fix your face, or LeBron wins two more rings before he retires. Which is more likely?
Oh, man.
Alvin's pissed that he even has to answer. That's why you have to pick one. That's why it's exciting.
It's not exciting because it's all bullshit.
I agree.
So,
which is more likely to happen?
What will more likely happen? I would say Space Jam 2 might be better in terms of sales.
Better is very, but you better what? Better how?
Alvin's finding a loophole so he doesn't have to answer.
In terms of money,
like clothing.
All the LeBron fans are going to go pay for that, but other than that, it's going to be a shit movie.
Klay Thompson is his co-star, though. I like Klay Thompson.
Oh, man.
That doesn't matter, bro. That doesn't matter. That's the same guy who said if he wasn't injured, he would have won the championship. So fuck.
Don't get injured then, bro.
Don't come back to the game,
Space Jam 2, dog.
Yeah, for real. I'm going to say that it's more likely that he wins two rings because Space Jam is one of my favorite movies ever. And I can't see the second one being better than the first one at all, even in any way. Realistically, there's a possibility he wins. If the season comes back this year, there's a possibility that he wins it this year. As much as I hate to admit it, like they were at the top of the West when the season ended. So, I mean, they have a really good playoff. LeBron is like a different beast. So I'm going to begrudgingly, because we have to pick one, say that LeBron gets two more rings, because once he gets the first one this year, I'm sure he can put together another, rent a team in a year or two and get another one before he retires. Joel, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the same way too. Like, you know, once you can't compare it to like the first Space Jam, and you know, with everybody expecting it to be better than that, and it's just gonna be like a flop kind of thing. So like, you know, how he plays, but yeah. So,
Jeez, that was so subtle. I was listening. I was like, yo, he's being so nice right now.
But yeah, I think, I don't know. I think it's more likely that he does get the rings. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
I'm glad that the game is working because you're supposed to hate both answers, but you have to pick one. JR, what do you think?
I'm gonna side with you begrudgingly as well. Just because, there's no way that movie's gonna be better than the first one. There's no way.
So no way.
It'll be better in gross sales because the tickets now are more expensive than they
Inflation,
were.
Inflation, yeah.
but see, that was the thing. Better how? Like better acting, better money wise. Like I know the soundtrack will not be better. That's one.
Oh hell no,
hell no. No, no.
There's no fucking way.
The only way it's better is if they use the same songs and then it's equal.
We just run it back.
Like, exactly. You know that the movie's gonna start with Space Jam theme song, and I'm just gonna cringe. No, you can't use that.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's not as bad, so you won't have to feel as sad answering it. This one's just more interesting to think about. What will happen first? Zion gets a ring, or Luka gets a ring?
Oh shit,
Luka.
You say Luka, JR. Why is that?
I just see that situation going better for him. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know. There's something about Zion. I'm not bought in yet. He's amazing. He's incredible. Like athletic wise, like he's absolutely ridiculous of an athlete, of a stature of a man. But I just think that Luka's, I don't know. He's just an incredible shooter, and he's just, I don't know. There's something about Luka. There's something about him, man. He's just sick.
Pelicans look good, though. Yeah. They had, like, the young Lakers, basically, like Lakers 2.0, and they looked pretty good for a little while once they were all healthy.
You're up against the Mavs. Yeah, you're right. Like, in that situation, I definitely see that, but I don't know.
Joel, what do you think, Luka or Zion?
I'm going to say Luka as well. I think because he's like a, you know, Zion is just like a phenom in himself, but like he's got to have that supporting cast kind of thing. And you know, you're right about like the whole, you know, Lakers 2.0 coming over and whatnot, but you know, it's come on, like, you know, Alonzo, like, Lonzo Ball, like he's not even.
Yo, he fixed his shot, though. He fixed his shot.
Josh Hart?
Yeah, but still, though, man, yeah. I don't know. I think he's got
JJ Redick. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
JJ Redick's old, bro.
He's old, man. He's past his time.
I hate JJ Redick, man.
Plus, you know, over in Dallas, like he's got like Porzingis and whatnot, right?
Yeah,
and he's just coming back from like, you know, a really good year. So I don't know. It's really good. It's more likely that Luka probably gets that ring first, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna, as much as like it was fun to watch Zion and they had a really young, exciting team. Like they literally have all of like the exciting people. Like as much as I hate Lonzo Ball, he's exciting to watch with like his friggin' 90-foot lobs at Zion on the rim. Like, yeah, you want to see that for four rounds of the playoffs. But I don't trust, more so than the players, the organizations. Like the Mavs are tried and true being like a good organization, and the Pelicans playoff are team. Literally the exact opposite. They barely are gonna stay in New Orleans, I think, for a long time. So yeah, I'm going to go with the Mavs and Luka as well. All right, Alvin, what do you think?
Yeah, Luka.
Just that's it.
I mean, like he's just surrounded with a better like support team to be able to win that championship. Like, yeah, I mean, Lakers 2.0, but again, Lakers 2.0 were on the bench, so
yeah.
Like, you can't really tell me they were in the playoffs, because you can't really tell me you played in the playoffs if you played from the bench, and that's not really experience if you don't have it on the court. So, I mean, yeah, maybe they'll make it to the playoffs, but, like, I think their experience will show and their age will show, and they'll eventually get eliminated in the first round in the first four games. But, like, I mean, Luka has, like, the coach. He has the veterans on the team and shit, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, he has, who's the guy from Golden State that's on there now?
Seth Curry.
Yeah.
Oh, Seth is on there.
Seth Curry is on there.
Yeah.
The other Curry.
But the other guy.
Seth Curry.
But anyway, he's got the better supporting cast to be able to win a championship. So.
Even his style of play is more catered to the playoffs. Like,
yeah,
when you have one thing with Zion and it's dunking at the rim, like, people can box you out. Like, they're going to put a center on you and you're not going to be able to move. I think that Luka has enough in his bag that he could beat one thing they're going to try and stop, and he's going to be able to just fly by them. All right, so now we just predicted a couple more things, so that's exciting. Alvin thinks that Space Jam 2 is going to be a hit, so that's interesting. But so we're going to end off talking about Jordans. And not just Jordans, but like older Jordans, that kind of thing. Some stuff that maybe we haven't even thought about personally in quite a while that The Last Dance is kind of bringing back for us. I know it is for me, for sure.
Yeah.
But like the begging question, the thing that I've been DM'd a couple times now, that we've been DM'd on CGS a couple times now, is, are Jordans back? Like back? Because you could say that they never left, and that's like the easy argument to say that Jordan's never left. I know we have Mr. 306 Young hanging out with us right now, who could attest that Jordan's maybe never left. But I'm not talking Jordan 1s and 3s that have always been and always will be classics and staples. I'm talking like, are Jordan 7s back? Are Jordan 8s back? Are 13s back? 12s? 16s? 21s, these crazy things. Are Jordans back because of The Last Dance? Alvin, what do you think? I saw you shaking your head a little bit.
I feel like anything he wore in the playoffs where they won a championship will be back. Okay. Anything after or in between, probably not.
6, 11, 12, 13.
Just because everyone's going to just get that nostalgia back, right, in terms of like the feelings and shit, because I know I have. Fuck.
Yeah.
I need my 14s, man. I need my Last Shot 14s. I need my fucking playoff 13s. I need all those shoes back, like, now, because of this fucking show. So, I mean, I don't, again, like, it's never left, but at the same time, like, anything above a 3 or 4,
yeah,
definitely wasn't as sought after. But now with this, for sure, like, there's going to be a resurgence of everyone wanting every fucking single Jordan, for sure, especially if it's a retro.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely agree with that. Joel, what do you think? Because you've been around, like you just mentioned, you bought Fire Red 5s. Do you think you would have bought those Fire Red 5s same time last year without the documentary?
I would have, just because for me, it's just so nostalgic for me, with the Nike Air on the back and whatnot, and the shape being as close as you can get to like the OGs and whatnot, right? I know the material is probably definitely different, but you know, just the shape alone, like the silhouette, is close enough for me. And the Nike Air hit on the back was just to give it for me. So whether or not it dropped like last year or the year before you know, this whole pandemic and you know, the whole, you know, Last Dance dropped, I would have copped.
But do you guys think they would have hit the same? Because it seemed like there was hype around a Jordan 5 in white and red.
Because of The Last Dance, that's why. Because 100%. It's there. It's out there. And this is the only lick of basketball that we have.
That's true.
Like, there's no NBA right now. And, you know, everybody's all stoked every, like, you know, Sunday nights or, you know, Monday mornings just to watch, you know, The Last Dance. Just because it's our only hit of basketball that we can get right now. So I think because of that and, you know, the Fire Red 5s dropping, being the OG color, whatever, I think that's pretty much why it's just a craze right now.
Yeah, like
I do think whatever Jordan that's in the series whether it's the fours or whatnot, whatever you see on foot, I think that's going to
it's
gonna sell right now.
Yeah. Like I was talking to, I don't remember who I was talking to, but I said if the Fire Red 5s dropped in January, that shoe sits. Maybe not sits, but you know, the popular sizes will sell out, but you'll be able to find an 11, 11 and a half, 12, 13, whatever, 7.5 hanging around for months. That's one of those shoes you go on that livestock tells you is still in your cart kind of thing. the timing couldn't have been more perfect, and that shoe definitely benefited from the documentary.
Oh yeah.
But but JR, you worked at the Jordan store for a couple of years, so you're definitely the right person to ask. First of all, are Jordans back? And that's just your personal opinion. But from the actually working at the store side, did they ever leave?
Are they back? They're not back because they never left. that's just something I don't know. If you're when you mean back, you mean for example, how 3 or 4 years ago it was all about Ultra Boost and Adidas and Yeezy and all that stuff. They had the shine. You're talking about does Jordan have the shine right now?
I think I'm more referring to the heyday, my personal heyday of Jordans, because I know there's been a couple of heydays. If you talk 2009 to 2013, where it was every other week there was a Jordan 13, there was a Jordan 10, there was a Jordan 9, there was a Jordan 8, there was a Jordan 7, Cardinals were coming out, Aquas, boom, 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 everything's coming out, and that stuff is selling out. And then if you look back a year or two ago, Aqua 8s are chilling, Chicago 10s are chilling on the shelf. I think if that happens now, it might be a little bit different, but what do you think? Are those kind of Jordans back in that sense? Maybe not for you personally, but in the grander scheme, do you think they're back?
Most definitely, yeah. I think the peaked interest, and obviously with the way social media is and the nostalgia for everybody who was there and who had those sneakers or didn't have them and now has access to them, or the people that didn't have them who are now learning about Jordan. I think a lot about this. Me and my dad have been talking on Mondays about this shit, because my dad is the reason why I love Michael Jordan, and it's just those types of situations I can only imagine for John, Heads Ain't Ready, for example, him showing that to his son, that's gonna be amazing for when his kid grows up and is there was this crazy documentary about this crazy guy named Michael Jordan and he was the best basketball player ever, and that just piques interest, and that's gonna pique interest in the brand. So yeah, I think that is generations deep, and it already is at this point. It's only gonna continue. So yeah, I don't think it left. And I don't think it's gonna I don't remember what was the follow-up question that you had. Sorry, I apologize.
No, you're good. So you kind of touched on something that I was thinking as well. I was wondering if this may be the next generation's version of watching MJ actually play, because the younger, we'll say Joe Mar's age, or you said John Ratner's son, who's around the same age, 10, 12 years old, they're stuck at home, they don't have school. It's kind of once again, Nike hit the perfect storm. I don't know how these guys, I don't know what's going on over there, but no, go ahead. Yeah.
What's wild too is that we've been waiting 2 years for this. They announced this 2 years ago.
And all of a sudden,
sudden, here we are. It's so crazy.
It's the crazier thing is it's not even Nike doing it. It's ESPN. I'm sure that Nike has a little bit of stake in there. I'm sure they're poking it a little bit, but, it's honestly the same thing. They're not at school. They're hanging out at home. Like Joel said, this is their everyone's closest thing to watching live sports. You look forward to Sunday night at 9 PM. People are I'm looking for illegal streams for a show on ESPN. That doesn't even make any sense, man. It comes out on Netflix 6 hours later at 3, but I need to watch it as it's happening, like it's a live game. Yeah, you don't do that with in the age of I'm gonna binge it, or in the age of I'll just wait for it to be on Netflix so that I can fast forward through commercials. People are sitting and watching a documentary live because it's like live sports. You want to see it as it's happening. And I could definitely see this being a situation where it's when Joe Mar gets older, he's I remember watching Mike do this in episode 4.
Yeah.
It wasn't for him. It wasn't in 1994. It was in episode 4. But yeah, it's spurring another generation of Michael Jordan lovers in a different way, which is honestly so cool to even to think about. But do you think that, because as JR said, Jordan's never left for him. But if you look at the market, Jordans did leave for a while. But if you look at StockX right now, all these things are straight up. And it's not a coincidence. It's because people are seeing it, like we mentioned. Do you think this is a temporary thing? Do you think it's like it's 2020, things are trendy as F, and things spike and decline and drop off the face of Earth real quick? Look at Ultra Boost. So, like, is this a temporary thing? Are people in 6 months not going to care? Or if in 6 months Jordan Brand drops Last Shots or something, do you think they hit the same? Or, like, what do you guys think, Alvin? Go ahead, Joy. No, go ahead, JR. I want to hear yours.
I think they're going to drop, like, they're going to do a shock drop at Last Shots on, like, the last episode of the day for sure. That would just make sense. Like, the either Last Shots or just something random they're going to shock drop. Sorry, that was the only point that I had.
No. Okay, so to follow up, if it's in 6 months, then is it the same? Does it hit the same?
Yes,
you think so? Really? I would hesitate to say yes on that.
You heard the hesitation in my voice, right?
Yeah.
And the only reason I hesitated is because I understand that things have a fad, and things have a period of like importance where they're like everybody wants to know about it, and then it's on to the next thing. If we understand right now what that next thing is going to be, with everything being so weird in the time that we're living in, I don't know. I think Jordan Brand owns the rest of the year at this point, to be honest.
Oh, I think that's a given. I think if they do it properly, they could easily own the rest of the year. What do you guys think, Alvin, Joel? Is this a temporary thing, or do you think that it could be back?
For sure, a 2020 thing. I feel like right now with social media and everything, like it can change in like a day. Like, If Travis Scott busts out a music video tomorrow wearing a different pair of Dunks every 15 seconds, you already know that the fucking SB's already hype. But at the same time, like, if that happens, like, people are gonna forget about Jordans in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But definitely, like, for 2020, like, when they if Nike is Nike, so obviously they're gonna play it right. I think like in 6 months it'll still be a especially the Last Shot. I don't know. Like, you're getting the older heads, yo. You're getting everyone who's owned that shoe and sold it. You're getting everyone who's watched that and wanted it and never could afford it, but they can afford it now. Like, yo, release that in 6 months, I'm copying that shit. So regardless of whether or not it's the younger generation, all the older heads will cop that shit for sure. No question.
That's a big fact. Joel, they dropped Last Shots on the last episode. Are you buying it?
Yeah, for sure, man.
Yep, I'm broke.
Yeah, but I think in 6 months' time, like, if it is, like, I don't think it's gonna be as hype as it is now. Like, I guess it all depends, like, whether it's all pandemic is still going on and whatnot. Like, I hope it's not like still like this in 6 months, but you know, you never know. You don't know, right? But I think because everybody's at home, quarantined in their own house, you know, Netflix is on and whatnot, and I think, you know, this is the only basketball we get. I think that's why it's like, you know, it's hype right now. But once everything gets back to normal, and, you know, like Cuzzo said, like with the whole Travis Scott thing, whether he drops whatever shoes he's wearing, that'll take over the next hype. So I think it's just the whole timing right now.
Yeah. So we're all in agreement that if they shock drop Last Shots, we're all buying it, right?
Definitely.
I'm definitely in there for sure. What's another shoe that you would be 100% in on if they shock dropped it? Not the obvious. Like, I don't want to hear Chicago ones. What's another shoe that if they shock dropped it, you're like, oh man, I'm in? JR.
Playoff 12s, playoff 13s, fucking.
Yeah.
Anything playoff related, bro.
Just because they've been going back. One of the big things I want to point out is that I like that they've been going back to the first three-peat and going back and forth.
It's
just so well done.
Sixes, him winning his first championship in like those sixes, and everything that he had to overcome in those sixes, and just like, so if they did like any six right now, like infrareds or like, I'd be buying for sure.
Yeah.
Joel, what's one or a couple, whatever?
I would probably say like maybe even an Olympic six the Olympic sevens. Mm-hmm. I think of the Olympic sevens. Like even like a Bordeaux,
Yeah, we talked about that last week. Yeah,
I like that one shot of him. Like, oh my god, that looks so thick.
But yeah. when he's in that matching t-shirt, yep. And shorts.
Yeah,
that's the hardest fucking fit, yo.
So good. Whoa. I would be in on Raptor Sevens too if they did them with the proper like round laces. I would be in on Raptor Sevens. There's a ton. Honestly, if they shock drop anything, I would be in on it because that's like we mentioned under our new segment, Chicken Soup for the Soul. That's a memory shoe, bro. Like that's like for a time, place. You remember exactly why, where, how, everything. Like we were in quarantine. This documentary came out. It reignited our love for Jordan Brand and shoes. And then all of a sudden they dropped this and then boom, I bought it because I love it. And okay, speaking of shoes we love, this is going to be hard, but we're going to try it because I saw an article and we're going to do our own version of it. No pressure, though. We're going to do our favorite Jordans from 14 to 1. So your favorite Jordan 14, your favorite Jordan 13, your favorite Jordan 12, your favorite Jordan 10, all the way down to Jordan 1, and that's how we're going to end the episode. So 14 goes up first. Alvin, favorite Jordan 14.
Last shot, no question for me, man.
Easy, I agree.
I saw that shit live, so it's just like,
easy last shot for me.
And even then, I didn't know he was wearing the 14 until I saw the replay of him taking that last shot. You know what I mean? Because up until that last game, he was still wearing 13
on the 13. Yeah. Mm.
Yep.
So, 14 last shots for me, man.
Joel, you too, or you got some else?
I'll go different, and I'll say the candy cane.
Oh, yeah. That's also a very good answer. JR, what do you think?
The red and white.
I'm going last shots for sure.
Got to be last shots. Mm. All right, 13, Alvin.
Playoffs. We're gonna just because I watched that too, man. Like, I can't, like, this whole Last Dance thing just brought back all those fucking feelings of me wanting a shoe but couldn't afford it and, like... Mm. Just seeing them play too, just ridiculous. So I gotta go with the playoff their team.
Yeah,
man.
We're all buying Jordans in the next couple months. That's a given, I think. For Joel, favorite pair of 13s.
The playoff 13s for me as well.
Yeah, I'm so tempted to say an OG colorway, but I have to say it's actually a shoe I don't even own. the Dornbacher 13. Because the shoe was designed by a kid who has Crohn's disease, which is a disease that I also have. So it's a shoe that I've been actively looking for. On the bottom, like the outsole, it says Crohn's. Like it just means a lot because that's getting representation for a lesser known thing. So it's got to be that for me. As much as the altitude and friggin' like Flint are way up there for me, it's got to be Dornbacher. JR.
I was gonna say altitude, but definitely playoffs, 100%.
Yes, I had those
two, and those look good with every colorway of the jersey. Jeez.
Man, what a good shoe! All right, we're on 12 now. Favorite Jordan 12, Alvin.
Playoff. No, that black and the white. Remember, that black and white is just again, man. You see that with like a Bulls jersey? It's a wrap, yo. Like,
yeah.
Man, I'm trying to make sure I don't miss any because there's obvious ones and there's ones that are like also hitters. But I'm going to go flu game. Like the flu game is just sick. And I actually prefer, I don't know if this is like going to get me sent to sneaker jail or not, but I prefer the suede version that released in like the early 20 teens or whatever. Cause it had the little flu game logo on it on the heel.
Those were crazy.
And I prefer the suede. I think it's just a softer and like sleeker look than the shiny leather. I'm going to go flu game. Joel.
Mm. I'm going to say like the black and white, but like the black upper with the white, you know what I mean? It's like the reverse of the taxi of the
playoff, right?
The reverse taxi.
Playoff.
Yeah, playoff.
Is it the playoff?
Yeah.
Black and white joints.
I'm going flu game for sure.
Flu game as well. Damn, we're all boring and having the same answers. Well, it'll definitely start to switch up very soon, I think. 11. Favorite Jordan 11. Oh, man. Alvin.
DMP
for you?
Yeah.
That's cheating because it's like saying Concord and another shoe at the same time. That's good. Joel, what do you think? Favorite Jordan 11?
I'm going to look at Mare and say DMPs as well.
Brownie Boys. We're Brownie Boys.
It's got to be. It's got to be. I'm going to say, because I don't have the DMP and I also did not get married in the shoe like the former two people who answered the question. I'm just going to say Concord, because I mean, like, the black and the white, I should have bought the more recent pair with the high patent leather. I don't move because that just looks so clean, but I think they were like $330 Canadian. So that's exactly why I didn't buy it. JR.
I would usually say Concord, but because they've been on my mind lately, I'm going to go with Cool Gray.
Cool Gray.
Ooh, yeah.
Yo, those been on my mind too, dog.
Yo, those are elusive, bro. Those are elusive as fuck, man.
Maybe I'll pull those out sometime this week just for JR.
yes. Yes, please. Bless
this
me.
This is an interesting one. Favorite Jordan 10? Hmm. Alvin.
I like the Chicago.
Just the white and red?
True.
White and red. With the black and whatever, what I'm down
with the black.
Joel, favorite Chicago, or sorry, favorite Jordan 10.
Favorite Jordan 10. I'm probably gonna say, like, you know how they did the City Series.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Seattle joints, like the black and green.
Yeah, those are dope. Yeah.
They just did those. They just retro those.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
So I got those for my brother for Christmas, actually. No, my mom got those for him for Christmas. I got him something else. Nice. I was going to get him those for Christmas.
Gift.
See, I feel like I may go to sneaker jail for this one, but I'm going to say white OVO Jordan 10, because that was one of the big sneaker releases in like Toronto sneaker history. I think it actually even came before the Air Max 1-6, if I'm not mistaken. Someone can EEE that.
Yeah, I did.
But it was one of those shoes that was like teased for the longest time. And then when they did actually release, I think it was mad limited globally, but in Toronto, it was like plentiful. Like, stores were having trouble getting rid of that shoe because they were sent so many. And that's exactly what you want to see with a shoe that was based essentially on Toronto. So I'm going to go white OVO Jordan 10, which I do still have, actually. JR.
I wish I had those. I'm going to go double nickels.
Just because.
MJ had to come back with the 45, bro.
Yeah.
So the fact that they did these PEs, right? You don't get a lot of PEs where they actually get the stitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With the number, like the fives you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Those have always been my favorite.
That's a great one. What are we on? Number 9. Jordan 9.
Mm-hmm. Number 9.
Alvin, favorite Jordan 9.
Oh, shit. I'll go with the quote-unquote Space Jam 9.
Mm. White and black.
Mm. You mean the playoff? The playoff 9, you mean?
No, just Space Jam 9.
Playoff 9.
It's a playoff. Don't call them the Space Jam 9s, please. Man. They're the playoff.
That's what all the kids know them as, bro.
Nah, it's funny. One of the first retros, like 2009 or whenever it was, when they came back, I bought a pair. I think I actually got them on like 50 day or something. And I was calling them the Space Jam 9s back then, because like they're in Space Jam 2. Really? Why are the 11s the Space Jam 11s? And these are so I was calling those the Space Jam 9s as well. And then when they came back out and they used the nickname officially, I was like, I hate it. They can't do that. No, it's not a Space Jam 9. But with that being said, it's got to be that one, because I think that's officially, unofficially, the pair that he's also wearing in the Jordan statue outside the United Center. So for me, it's the Space Jam 9.
Space Jam.
Joel, what do you think?
I'm going to say the Olive 9s.
Oh, those are clean.
Hitters. Yeah. Yep. Hitters. Yeah, man, this is making me want to buy shoes so bad. JR, what about you?
I was going to say Olive, but to make things a little bit different here, I'm going to go with the Johnny Kilroy's.
All red.
Oh, yeah. Those are dope. The red and yellow?
The red and yellow.
Damn. We're getting into the nitty gritty now. 8. Mm-hmm. Alvin, favorite Jordan 8.
Aqua.
Yeah.
That was my all time favorite 8. Bro. I had like 2 pairs.
Agua.
Fucking sold them like a dumbass. And now I want them back.
Joel, favorite 8s?
I'm going to say Aquas as well, man. Can't Can't get enough of those, bro.
Yeah, I gotta be boring and say Aquas as well. I'm sorry, but that shoe is just like one of the all-time greatest. That's why, hey, remember when we did the Jordan, the top 10 Jordans of all time, and I put I put Aquas on there, and I got so much shit for it when we did that podcast for putting Aqua 8s in the all-time Jordan top 10. But yeah, I still stand by it. That shoe is an all-timer. That is 90s, epitome of 90s. JR, what do you think? Best Jordan 8?
I'm going to go with playoffs.
Black and red? Black, white, red?
The black and red.
Yeah. Black and, yeah. The black and reds with the white trim, yeah.
All right, sevens. Yeah. There's some good sevens.
Ooh. Yeah.
Alvin.
Man, I'm going Olympic, man.
Oh, yeah.
I personally love the For the Love of the Game Olympics. Mm-hmm. Just because of the fucking dope-ass little
heart.
Basketball heart that they had on the back heel.
Yeah.
I'll go with those for sure.
Joel, favorite Jordan 7?
I like the hair 7s.
Ooh. Good choice. Good choice. Yes. Always one of those. Yes. Always one of those.
Yep, same.
I got to do, because it was one of my first like big pickups, I guess you could call it, the Raptor 7/Charcoal 7, whatever you want to call it. The pair that came in the pack. Just the because, pack. The extra, the lighter gray panels on it is just like crazy.
So much better. So much better.
I mean, like the fact that it was a Raptor colorway, officially, unofficially, when it released in 2000, whatever. I was in. I was like, this is dope. JR.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go Bordeaux.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
Classic. He wore them.
Yeah, man.
It's just memories, and they're just fly. They go with they literally, you can put those with everything. I know it kind of sounds weird because they're in a weird color, but you literally can match those with anything.
Yeah, I should have never got rid of Bordeaux. I done goofed like crazy.
Same.
Same here.
What, we're on Jordan 6 now. Now we're getting interesting. Alvin.
I'll go Dornbacher.
Oof.
Nice.
I knew you were gonna say that too.
Yo, I love that navy and the hints of like gold and red and just, yeah.
Isn't it wild that they retro those last year?
Yeah, it is actually really crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Joel, favorite Jordan 6.
Favorite Jordan 6. I'm probably gonna say the reverse infrared.
Oh, the sample.
The sample ones.
Yeah.
Everything's like in neon, like in the infrared, yeah.
With the Nike Air on the heel in the infrared.
Yeah.
In the infrared,
yeah. That's kind of cheating, but okay, we'll take that. We're doing samples now. See, I'm having a hard time because, like, I don't own them, but I really, really want them is the black infrared, obviously. But once again, when they came out again, like last year or the year before, the price tag was just like, I couldn't do it because it was steep. And it's kind of a weird one, but Oreo 6s was once again like one of my first like heavy hitters that I would like only reserve for like special occasions, quote unquote. I would wear it with like a special black and white outfit or whatever in high school, and I thought I was the shit, and I got that shoe on 50. But I think it's got to be, maybe just because of the last dance, it's got to be black infrared 6s for me, with Nike Air on them, not the sample like Joel.
Yeah, not the sample time.
JR, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm gonna go black infrared, just classic, just epitome of early 90s and just Jordan winning his first championship. And yeah, with a slight nod to the maroon 6s as well.
Ooh, yeah. They did a good retro on those when they came out again. Well done.
They really did. Yeah, really good job.
We are on Jordan 5, Alvin.
I gotta go black metallics, man.
Mm-hmm. Nike Air?
I feel like everybody's going to do OGs from now on.
Of course.
Yeah, like, now it's getting hard to not do OGs now.
Yeah, yeah, I think I can guess everybody's guesses from now on.
Fresh Prince put me on the 5, so.
Mm.
Hell yeah.
I've seen him wear those enough on the episodes, so, you know.
Joel, favorite Jordan 5, even though I think I know what's coming.
Yeah, the recent ones I picked up, like the white metallic.
Fire red.
Yeah, for real.
With a black tongue or a 3M tongue?
With the
silver tongue. Nice.
Yeah, man.
I'm having a hard time, once again, I think I'm going to have a hard time the rest of the way. I really want to say grape, even though I've never owned it, grape is like really well done. But I'm gonna go off the board again and say Burgundy Fives. Because that shoe is, I mean, like, it's not an OG colorway, but like, come on, man. An all burgundy suede shoe.
Those and the olives need to retro.
Olives? Yeah, for sure.
Bring
that back. See, that's one of those shoes that I own, so I don't want it to come back. You know those ones? If I did, the olives can come back for sure, but the burgundies, no thank you. JR, favorite Jordan 5?
I'm torn. It's because the OG in me wants to say Black Metallic, but the sleeper in me wants to say Wolf Grey Fives.
Nice.
Oh,
big.
Wolf Grey.
The material was so unique on those.
So good, so dope, and they had the Stitch 23 on them as well, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I sold those. I remember I tried to do a because they had translucent soles. I remember I tried to do like a sole like whitening, and I got like a little, like a penny, like a penny's worth, like a dime's drop of the material of the solution on the material, and I was like, fuck it, these are not like a
Dutch silver.
So it wasn't even that bad, like they were still wearable, but like I just sold them. I was like, I'm done with these, like this is done. I sold them for so cheap to some guy, and like I hated myself for it, but, yeah miss those.
So you're going with Wolf Gray? I don't even think you officially answered.
I'll go Wolf Grey. I said the OG. No, Wolf Grey Black Metallic, but the sleeper,
got it.
The sleeper in me will go Wolf Grey.
Wolf Grey.
All right, we're at 4 now. Now it's nitty gritty AF. 4, ooh. Alvin.
Black and red.
Yeah.
No
explanation needed, really.
Yeah.
Well, it's either the black about red it, or the white cement, but I'm gonna go black and red just because. Yeah, black and red.
Yeah, I'm going to think about it while Joel answers. Joel, go ahead.
I'm going to say the white cements with a slight nod to the cool grays.
Yeah. Yeah, this is hard to... It probably depends on the day you ask me, but because we're last dancing, it's got to be bread. It's got to be the shot against the Cavs. Once again, a shoe that recently came out in a really good retro and was just too expensive for me. And I was like, I can't do it right now. And now I'm like, mother, like, fuck. Like, I have the 2012 version or whatever with the Jumpman in the back. But for some reason, the wings logo or the wings on them yellowed, but they're gray. So the gray yellowed into like a green, and it's really weird. Yep. But I still have them. I don't know. It's a really strange shoe. JR, favorite Jordan 4?
I'm going to go with Oreo.
Oh, the first time they ever came out was the 99 edition, right?
That was the first time they ever did like a lifestyle.
Yes.
Like Jordan retro. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Interesting. All right. We're down to 3. This may be easier for us now. Alvin, favorite Jordan 3. We can fly through this.
White cement.
White cement?
I'll say white cement just because of the free throw line dunk.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
All right.
White
all
cement. Right. Joel, favorite Jordan 3.
Black cement for me.
I'm going to have to just, no explanation needed, say black cement also. JR.
White cement. Yeah.
Oh man, we're gonna have to have a fist fight after this. This one's an interesting one because there's not a lot of colorways in this. The Jordan 2. Alvin.
I like the white with the navy. I think it's maybe might be the UNC ones.
The one that might came in the pack. Too.
The mellow. The mellows.
The mellow was like a UNC blue.
It was like white and had navy and had a bit of UNC blue on it, but I think it might have been a low though.
Is that not the one that came in the Converse pack, or is that a different one?
Maybe. I don't remember.
No. The one in the Converse pack almost looked like the OG Bulls ones, but they had Chicago. The writing on the back.
Joel, favorite Jordan 2. Shout out to Sean Collard, by the way.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, big facts.
I'm gonna say like that white and black, the regular two, like the OG two, but in a low, like the low,
the lows,
the lows, yeah.
The fact that it barely has a nickname, which it is called the Chicago the Chicago 2, I believe is the actual nickname. I'm going to go with that as well. The just like original white Chicago 2. But yeah, the 2s need more love, man. That's poor shoe. That poor shoe. Super comfy, man. You could super count comfy. The number of colorways on two hands, I think. JR.
I'm going to go with Mellow 2s.
Easy. Mm. That's a cool ass shoe.
Hold on, let me pull out the book here. And we'll see how many Jordan 2s there are.
Oh, he's gonna pull out and see.
There's actually a lot more 2s.
There's quite a few Jordan 2s.
M&M's.
Oh yeah. M&M.
Oh shit.
There's a Dornbacher. There's a Dornbacher 2 from 2007.
Yeah, I had the Dornbacher 2. Yeah. There was the candy pack. Yeah, there's a decent amount of Jordan 2s. Yeah. All right, Jordan 2. I see you. All right, this is the big one. I know everyone's about to say court purples, but favorite Jordan 1, Alvin.
Black and red, man.
Joel. I'm gonna say mad specific to banned Jordan 1 from 2011.
Ooh, yeah.
I want the X. It's a bread, but with the X. I need the X on the back because that's just the hell, man. And the box and everything. Imagine if, JR.
The one that started it all, baby. The 1985 Jordan 1's right here. Baby.
Chicago.
Yeah.
When I tell you I was this close to buying a pair of Chicagos last night after that MSG story, I tell you, man.
Those look so fresh on his feet. Like,
amazing.
Years later, like, oh, man.
I'm going to buy them and roll my socks too, yo.
Yeah.
My wife is doing cleaning, and you know, just let me pull those out. And let me wear those.
Man,
just a couple sitting around. Like,
I know, right?
If this didn't make everybody listening want to buy a pair of Jordans, then we did not do our job. This whole episode, by the way, was brought to you by Jordan Brand and The Last Dance. Catch it every Sunday on ESPN. So, guys, thank you for talking about Jordans for like an hour. That was fun. I think we'll all have a couple Jordan pickups to report in the next couple of weeks. I think that goes without saying. Yeah, like mad quick. I've been on Kijiji daily trying to find some stuff. So I think it's coming soon for sure for me. JR, thank you so much for joining us. There's no one else who would fit in talking about Jordans like this. So we appreciate you coming.
Yeah, man.
We wish you well. Hopefully you had a good time with us. And we hope to chat with you soon, bro. Thank you to everyone who supported and or been a part of the podcast. Wherever you're taking in the episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we'd like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys called CGS Talk. You can find it on facebook.com/group/CGS.talk. We've got a website we use for reviews, recaps, stories, and much, 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 much more. It's called CanadaGotSold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments like Sneakerheading for Dummies, the Soul Pool, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Do not forget to use #CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OZNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mars.
And our good buddy JR, where can they locate you on social media?
You can find me at JR Wide Man, the opposite of Skinny Woman.
Hey. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 114 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and JR Wide Man, and we are out. Peace.
Peace. Peace.
Yo, JR, that was fun, bro. Thank you. Alvin, thank God you waited until the end to do all that.
It was a lit.